So whatever's the longevity object lesson, you mimic that. You mimic what's longevity. What is longevity? The word is forever settled in heaven. It's all it was here before you were, before earth was created. Jesus, God, the spirit mind, not the flesh, but the spirit. Those that walk according to the flesh will see corruption, right? Those that walk in the spirit, life and peace. That's in the Bible. I think that's in Romans 8. It might be in Galatians 5. If you walk after the flesh, you die. You walk after the spirit, you live. And so I believe as you move to the next level of spirit walk, you're shifting your reality, and people around you who thought they knew you but never knew you, they thought they did, but if they're not really, they don't know you unless they're walking the spirit walk too, you know. They know you in Christ. Spiritually, they know you, but people in the natural realm that you're rubbing shoulders with down here in this Gentile nation, they never knew you. If they're born again, they can know you, but not the full you until you see Jesus. We all are going to be transformed to the image of Jesus. So true longevity is being yoked up with the ultimate longevity. Hello? Everybody's looking for longevity. If the kingdom of God is within, and your body's just a clay body, and God is a God of restoration, and you start to fast and pray and meditate on the truth, and anybody who's trying to pull you into bar hopping or whatever, they don't even know you. I had somebody recently trying to, I'm thinking, why are they saying all this? Why are they don't know me, or they're setting up a trap. And I finally had to say today, I said, look, why are you trying to give me a hard heart? And the body language was, what are you talking about? I said, why are you trying to give me a hard heart? Whoredom, wine, and new wine take away the heart. Why are you trying to give me a hard heart? And she looked at me funny. I can always tell in my spirit when people are trying to pull you into their, back to the natural, back to the natural realm. You can always tell. Because it's a different spirit. And it's usually just foolishness and foolish talk and focused on stuff down here. Yeah, we got to function down here. This is not our home. You have no continuing city down here. Don't be surprised when people fall by the wayside. I got a slight bit of a sore throat, so I'm kind of talking fine. Don't be surprised when people fall by the wayside. It might even be a spouse. You can actually look at the Bible. The greatest men that ever lived in the Bible, Moses, Paul, David, just so many. Well, Abraham's wife, she was stable. She stuck it out. But we're talking about the great men of God that God called, had a purpose in their life. And almost all their wives took off. Moses' wife, I think it was. You're a bloody man. Noah's wife stayed with him, I think. You're a bloody man. Paul, the way he talks, he was probably married. Even Jesus says, if you don't hate your mama, your daddy, your, brother, your sister, your wife, even your own life, you're not worthy of the kingdom. So there's, if you've got a spouse that's in agreement that this life down here is, y'all can walk together as a team, as a witness, but most people are unequally yoked spiritually. It's sad. Because it applies to the woman, you know. There's a lot of women out there spirit-filled, and they can't find a man that wants to do right. I rub shoulders with a lot of people, saved, unsaved, and carnal, and I listen to them. And I notice as the women, even the unsaved women, as they get older, they're tired of these men that they're dating them, though. They picked them, but they're evidently waking up to real life. So when real life has hit them, they say, they'll tell me, I'm tired of these men that don't work and don't have a purpose and don't have a goal. And I know kind of what they're doing. They're trying to pull me into their world. They'll say this, I'm tired of these men. I'm done with these men that don't work and don't have a goal and not trying to build anything or do anything. I'm sitting there thinking, you should have known that when you were 20. So really what they're really saying is they finally woke up to the fact that they're reaping what they sow, so they know that they're going to have to make a change. But, you know, instead of running to the Bible and getting right, they're trying to do it in the energy of the flesh, and they're just going to keep going back in the loop, even though they know that they're not doing right, and they've been doing wrong for 30 years, 40 years, their whole life, and they picked the wrong ones, and they're not mad anymore. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people. I listen. I talk to unsaved people. I listen to them. They think I'm like them, but I'm just a spy, you know. I'm just listening. I'm spying out the flesh mind logic, you know. And as I spy out their mindset, even though they wake up that this man, and it could be a man at this woman, even though they wake up to these people that they chose were not good for them, they still can't see that they are the problem. They still can't see that they're the problem with their own life. In other words, you picked them. You got a reflection back. It's your heart. If your heart would have been right, you would have walked away, just like a narcissist. The red flags are always there for the narcissist, but we chose to go into it. We can blame anybody else, but we made the choice. We wanted the dream. We wanted to live the dream. Like I said, most of the drug heads say, I'm living the dream. But when the dream catches up with them, when it all catches up, then the flesh mind can't admit they were wrong. They still have to blame the other party, you know. I'm tired of these men that were this, that, and the other. Well, aren't you tired of yourself? Aren't you really saying you're tired of yourself? You believe a lie. You wanted to believe a fake reality.